Well, good morning, folks. It's time for another FYI, and this week we are celebrating Manufacturing Week, and I am so excited to sit down and get to talk with Jason Bender from Lomont Molding. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm good.
Let's just jump right in. I know there's a ton of stuff we need to cover with Lomont Molding, and I know you like to talk. So I want to talk a little bit first about the company overall. I know that you have other locations around the country, that kind of thing.
Yes, we have multiple locations, as everybody knows, but here in Mount Pleasant, this is where Lomont was started. It was founded in 1982 here. This is our corporate office, so we definitely always like to promote this location, among the others as well. But just to tell you a little bit about Lomont Molding, we have total company-wide a little over 350 employees nationwide. We have three locations that primarily do manufacturing for OEMs in there that we'll talk about a little bit later. In those locations, though, too, we actually were a little bit different than most custom molders, at which we have two proprietary products in there. Those are products that we own. We market, we sell, and we distribute in there. So we have 98 molding machines. We have the machines range from 90 ton to 2,700 ton. That means we make things that are just a few ounces all the way up to 54 pounds and up to 8 feet by 8 feet. So very large parts. We have 251 OEM customers, and we have 888 proprietary line customers in there. A fun fact is last year we shipped just over 82 million pieces worldwide. We shipped those to 15 different countries.
That is amazing. So if people are listening and they don't know what OEM stands for, because you are in the manufacturing biz, talk a little bit about what that means.
Well, when I talk about OEM, I'm talking about customers that own the product. They own the molds. We are just a subcontractor of theirs that ship it worldwide. So some of those customers would include John Deere, Yeti. Everybody loves Yeti. And there, Ingersoll Rand, Brady, Kinsey, Monsanto, the Caterpillar, Leprino Foods. I could go on and on. We have lots of different ones worldwide. So.
And I know you talked a little bit about the type of equipment you have, but I'm sure that this takes some training. These are big pieces of equipment. I know I've been in the plant. So let's talk a little bit about your employees and the training that they have.
Every employee that starts here, regardless what position they're in, they'll start. We have a training program. We have a safety and training coordinator, and then he has a team that really works together with our production and our operation team to be able to do that. One of the training styles that we're doing now too is within the safety field, to where the recent safety consortium that was started here in Mount Pleasant with the other manufacturers, and there where they all come and meet at one location. I believe just their last meeting this week was here at Lomont in there, but they'll go to different ones and help each other, then being able to train so we can have a good safe workforce that can put out good quality products.
And talking about quality products, how do you plan to kind of expand your manufacturing operations and what you're doing here at Lomont?
Well, we're right now, in order to expand that, you got to understand what markets you're in, what markets you're serving. We are in a lot of different markets, from the refrigeration, HVAC, to the defense, agriculture, medical, concrete accessories, automotive. And so understanding exactly how our business falls into each category will help you also understand not only who your competitors are, but who, more importantly, who the customers are, and how you can go after that. So we've spent a lot of time jumping into Industry 4.0, if you've heard me talk before, you've heard me talk quite a bit about it. Carl Frank, our communications director, has mentioned it and has really pushed it internally in our facility, but also externally. And really what Industry 4.0, it's based around automation, networking, AI. It keys on those areas of emphasis to where you're not just using robotics, but it's automation specialists, the focus on the latest technology and the implementation for manufacturers. And that's how we feel that we're going to be able to adapt, because it's all about growing with your customers. And how do you adapt from not just from week to week, month to month, but year to year in there? So you're their first choice of going. And we spend a lot of time and effort in that area. Of that and developing that, and we see that carrying us for at least the next 3 to 5 years.
So that brings me to why Lomont? I'm sure that these businesses could work with any other plastic manufacturer. Why do they choose to work with Lomont Molding here in Mount Pleasant?
Well, I think the number one thing was the Industry 4.0 that I just mentioned in there, because you want to be with a company that has a clear model and strategic plan and focus of how we move forward in terms of doing that. And in addition to 4.0, our quality, our innovation, our new technology, it all equals operational excellence. And I know a lot of manufacturers, a lot of companies talk about that, but we take it very serious. You know, and we know that we have, in order to do that, it's not the phrases. You have to have people that understand it. You have to have people that believe it and that can practice it. And our people here at Lomont are the best that are in our region. And they do a great job of not only accepting it and understanding it, but really learning it and employing it out into the environment that we have.
Your employees always are the backbone of any business, and I'm sure manufacturing even more so, because you said what? How many employees do you have again?
Just over 350.
Yeah, so that's a lot. And are you guys working 24/7? What's your, you know, what's your business model, I guess, when it comes to that?
Well, we do work 24 hours a day. We used to always, in the 20 years I've been with the company, we worked 7 days a week in here, or close to. We work 6 days a week sometimes as well. But we're really working really hard at our efficiency. How do we produce more on less time? So why? So we can give our employees that time off, whether it be on a weekend or whatever days those are, depending on the schedules. On there, to where they can be with their family, they can participate in the community events and stuff. So that's a continuous effort. We are continually always trying to develop shifts, develop efficiencies to where we can work around those types of schedules. So right now, today, we do work 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. So we have Sundays that we're closed, and we're proud of that, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
And yeah, you talked about letting your employees get involved with the community. You know, that's so huge. And one reason why we want to celebrate you guys is because you work so hard throughout the year and producing just a ton of products. So talk a little bit about how Lomont has become so successful and why you are at the top.
Right. Well, in talking about being successful, Lomont has recently, over the last 3 years, has been recognized as a top 100 molder nationally. Which is a significant award. We absolutely could not do this without great employees and the team that we have, that we've put together here, and the team that we continue to expand on. And there, Lomont is committed to being a good steward and good citizen to our local community and all the regions we serve through our employees, through our efforts. And some of those efforts are measured tangibly. You know, we support heavily both through volunteering and through financial support to the Mount Pleasant schools, both academically and athletically. We're big supporters of Iowa Wesleyan University because it's a from a region standpoint, it's a huge benefit to us in there. And then we do charities like the Ronald McDonald House, Henry County Health Center. We try to support local businesses, and we really promote that, to be able to do that within in there, among many others in there. So it's really important that we do that, not just for our employees, but for the health of our region.
And as someone who lives and works in Mount Pleasant and in Southeast Iowa, I just want to say thank you to Lomont Molding. Certainly, it's so much fun to celebrate our manufacturers. And if you're out there listening and you have no idea what Lomont Molding is up to, get a hold of Jason Bender, get a hold of Carl Frank, talk to them. They'll take you on a tour of the facility and you'll get to see some amazing feats that you guys are producing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about the future of Lomont. We're really excited about the growth that we've been not only experiencing over the last 5 years, but really the next 3 to 5 years. We have a very aggressive strategic plan and focus and we believe we have the right people on board to be able to execute that. So we're pretty excited and feel fortunate to be in such a great community.
We've been talking with the president and the CEO of Lomont Molding, a top 100 molder nationally recognized this week here, right here in Mount Pleasant for Manufacturing Week. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.